And if they're afraid, it means that they're telling themselves an illusion. They're telling themselves something that they want to be true more than what the truth is. Because the truth is, I'm standing in front of them totally harmless. So if you're afraid of me, it's got to be an illusion. You follow that? Because I'm not frightening and I'm not harmful. So if you are afraid right now, you want to believe that more than you want to believe the truth about me. And that's your illusion, and that's why you have a fear of people. So sometimes I say things that are absolutely calculated to shock people. Because I hate nothing more than small complacency that makes a person think they know exactly how everything's going to be all the time, and it couldn't possibly surprise them. Because beginning to think that way is why you get hurt, because you forget that nobody's under your control, and therefore they can always do something that surprises you. When you really get that the power you have over another person is just the power that they give you as long as they feel like you're doing what they want you to do, then you won't get hurt when they decide to change and not do it for you no more like they used to. But you were under the illusion you really had control over them, and that's what hurt you, was your own self-deception, not the person. You bought into your own story. See, that's an illusion. Why? Because it's a form of fear. Okay, with me? Okay. He said, an attempt to escape from one illusion into another must fail. What does that mean? It means if you seek love outside yourself. And this is my first time I read this, I just personally didn't like it. I was kind of mad. I lodged my complaint to the Course in Miracles, you know, tribunal. And there's a tribunal and there's a tribunal. And you don't really want to mess with the tribunals. They don't play. See, escaping from one illusion to another illusion would be me seeking for love outside of myself over here, which I'm not going to find it, and me seeking for love outside of myself over here. I'm still looking for it where it isn't located. Mm-hmm. And he said, but do you know, this is what the trip is, y'all. It says the reason why people are so busy looking for love outside themselves is because they see so much hate inside themselves. I didn't know I was out here seeking for love because I saw nothing but hate inside myself. I thought I was seeking love because I had so much love inside myself that I wanted to give. Even though I was terribly dysfunctional, I couldn't hardly say I love you to somebody and not freak out that I think I'm ready to give love. The truth is, I perceive something missing inside of me, and that's why I'm looking out here for it. Okay? It's just like me having this case right here, but I'm looking for it out here. Oh, I think she's got my case, so I need to get inside her body to get it. That's why everybody's trying to either get inside each other's body or get close to each other. The Course said we think the body is where the treasure is located, right? So as long as I look for the case anywhere else except where the case is, how successful will I be in finding the case? That's very successful, right? So if I think it's in you, I don't find it, get frustrated, throw you aside. Then I go, well, maybe it's in you. Then I try to get it in you. You disillusion me, I throw you aside. Then I think it's in you, even though you remind me of her, who reminded me of her. So when I meet you, darling, I'm going to bring her into the relationship, and I'm going to bring her into the relationship, and I'm going to bring all the women before you into, because I'm going to use them in order to make sure that I remember what did go right and didn't go right, and what they did to me, because I'm getting ready to restore my wounded self-esteem. So I'm going to be looking at you totally in terms of what somebody did to me before, and I'm going to kind of make sure you don't do it. So the truth is, I'm not having a relationship with you. I'm having a relationship with everybody that's not there.
That's right.
That's what most of our relationships are about. We're in relationships with people who are not there, then we trust when they're gone. Where did they go? They never were there.
What do you mean? You never dealt with them for who they were. You dealt with them in terms of who you had before them. But isn't that wisdom? No, that's delusional. The person that's totally delusional. First of all, that's not the person you were with before. And the person you're with now is the person who you're with now. And they'll show you who they are if you just take all your past off of them long enough to see that you might have achieved your goal and really met somebody different. So, do you know what? How you can tell if you perceive hatred inside of yourself? If you see hatred inside of yourself, you will be afraid of yourself. So if you are afraid of yourself, then you perceive hatred in yourself, and then you're going to go out seeking it outside yourself and chase from one false idea where it's located to another false idea where it's located. So what you really want to do is seek for what's false, and that means you're finally trying to find all the barriers inside yourself that you built against what you want. Now, you can tell when you have found real peace, because when you found real peace, you know that you're dealing with the reality of love. If we have real peace, then I know we have real love. It's getting hot in here to me. Is it getting hot in there to somebody else beside me? It's getting hot in here to me. Now, here's another good deal. Remember now, peace will never come from a false idea of love. So if the relationship that I have no peace in is a relationship where I have a false idea about love in. So some of you may have some relationships right now that you're experiencing a false idea about love in. How would you recognize them? It would be the relationship in which you have no peace. And so the person you had the least amount of peace with is the person you had the most false ideas with. And the person you have the greatest amount, the situation that you have the least amount of peace in is a situation you have the most false ideas about. The person who sees themselves as lacking money is the person that has the most false ideas about abundance. Recognize that what you just heard since the beginning of this class is true. Because the truth must be recognized if you're going to be able to distinguish it from illusion. If you got to recognize Earl if you're going to be able to tell what's not Earl. Okay, so what's the truth? The truth is, you don't have to seek for love. All we want to do now is seek and find all the barriers inside ourselves that we built against having what we really want. You don't have to seek for what's true, but you do need to seek for what's false. And every time you're telling yourself something that is not based on universal truth, you will feel afraid. That's the truth. In other words, if you're experiencing anything other than love, then you know by the way you feel, you must be wanting something that's not true to be true so bad you've made it true for you. Breathe. tongue. If we can put that ba 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 ba, then just put a whole other thing on you. Okay, breathe. Didn't it feel good? One of the best mantras you can